Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's okay. This is a safe place. We could change your name. You could tell us whatever you need to tell us. But as you've had a bad boss before, this is the place for you. And we've all had bad bosses before that are just the worst. So this is an opportunity for you to vet who made this boss, what made them the worst boss ever. 314-531-9898. AB's got someone in her life who's just the worst boss ever.
Yeah.
But it's your friend's boss, actually.
It's my friend's. I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to get anyone in trouble. But he's in finance. He's been working like 15-hour days for months. In the office 8 hours. And then he comes home and he has to be working like hours longer. And he had put on his work calendar months in advance. He's on this basketball team. He's like, I will not be available on this specific Tuesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Mind you, like, that's not technically work hours, but he has been working that long. And he's like, I'll check my emails after the game, blah, blah, blah. The next day, he got called into his boss's office, and his boss just starts yelling at him, being like, you got an email at 6:30 p.m. last night, and I had to be the one to deal with it because you were at this basketball game.
For real?
Yes.
Oh,
this
wow.
is crazy.
He gave a notice. He gave at least, like, a month's notice.
And after hours,
it's not
also.
Not even, like, a vacation. Wow. He was, like, just played
so
urgent.
Yeah.
And my friend was like, listen, for next time, just so I know, like, what would you have done if you were in my position and, like, you know, you asked off early, you did all the right things, like, what would you have done? His boss told him, you should have brought your laptop to the game, and when you're sitting on the bench, you respond to emails.
No way. That was the real response.
This is your sign to quit your job.
Yeah.
And my friend was like, you know what? I'm honestly glad that he said that because it makes me realize he's insane. I really don't need to be listening to whatever he's saying.
Holy
like, that is
cow.
Crazy.
That's nuts.
He should have Jerry Maguire'd it. Like, I quit and the fish is coming with me,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's bad.
Did you have a boss like this? 314-531-9898. I had a boss. This guy was super racist, and I as a white person didn't know what to do in the room. Like, do I speak up? Because he was being racist to another. She is black and Dominican, and her name was Karina. And this is one of the many incidents. But he said, "Oh, I'm going to say your name like a white person," because he kept saying her name wrong.
What?
And she was like, well, that's not how you say my name. It's her name. And he goes, well, I say it like a white person, and that's how you're gonna have to deal with it. I'm like,
no,
I don't think that's like
that's not how that works.
I don't think there's a white like white accent.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's a thing.
Oh, man.
And so I eventually did speak up because I'm like, I don't want to be someone who was witnessing injustice and not speaking up. And then he hated me because I was like, I don't think we should do this. And I also didn't want to be like her white savior either. Like,
right.
So I would ask her, like, should I speak up in these situations? And it was so complicated. But you know what was crazy? Is I would hear stories like AB's boss, friend's boss, and think, that doesn't exist, you know? And I would totally quit. Like, we all reacted, but you're not. Like, I didn't quit working for that guy for a long, I mean, I eventually started looking for another job, but I didn't have like a mic drop moment. I like didn't boldly speak up. I felt like I was like, hey, I don't know if this is the right way to do this, or I feel like she's just trying to convey it. But I didn't like put that dude in his place. It's harder to do than you think.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you experience injustice and everyone's like, I will be the person who speaks up, you're like, I don't know. So I'm curious if anyone out there is listening, did they have a terrible boss? And how did you navigate the situation? What made him such a bad boss? And then how did you deal with it? 314-531-9898. Let's just call out a bunch of jerks on the radio. If you think you work for a bad boss, just hold on a second, because there's some bosses that are saying, hold my beer, I got this. 314-531-9898. If you've ever worked for a terrible boss, AB's friend works in finance, like a 6 o'clock basketball game, and I had to put it on his calendar, which was after work hours. So like, hey, I'm going to be watching my favorite TV show at this time. I'm going to be putting my kids to bed. I'm not going to respond.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I'll be taking a shower for these 10 minutes. Yeah, don't contact me.
This is crazy. I got in trouble for not responding during the middle of the game. Like, hey, pause. Hey, ref, pause the game. I got to respond to this email for a second. That seems wild. 314-531-9898. Abby, Hannah literally read your text message and said, wow, oh my God, what happened, Abby?
I worked for a company that did mainly machine control stuff, so it was kind of a good old boys club.
Okay.
So there wasn't a lot of women in the organization, and I asked if I could be promoted to more of a regional manager position, and it included a lot of traveling. And my boss was this Australian guy, and he was like, Abby, they're just not going to promote you because these are your fertile years.
Ooh, what?
That is. I mean, I don't even know what to say to that.
First off, the fact that you did it.
The accent was great.
The fact that you did it with the accent is crazy.
She's probably traumatized.
That is a crazy thing.
Really, I mean, that was just like the tip of the iceberg at this place. He was also like, you know, we had a guy from New Mexico that worked there, and he would be like, build that wall.
Oh my God.
Wow. I am so sorry. For men everywhere, they are just terrible humans. So, like, I just apologize for him to say that to another woman as a guy. Like, that is insane.
Jeez.
It's pretty traumatizing, but.
Well, I'm glad you got a different job and don't have to work for that guy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Jeez. Krista, you worked for a bad boss.
Yes, I did. Okay. Or I do, actually, currently. I've been there 4 months, and I'm a property manager, and the company I work for, the regional manager, he hired me pretty much on the spot, says, you know, puts me in the desk, says, you know,
you got the job. You start right now. And then start putting to work.
Well, he said, you know, come tomorrow. You can start tomorrow. And I said, okay. And, you know, he's like, I'll train you, you know. He meant he would give me the, you know, keys, the passwords, you know, that's it. Like nothing, no training. And it was ridiculous. Yes. And so, and then he comes at me and says, oh, I've been there 4 months now, you know, and I know what I'm doing, but it's, I don't know. He's
like the type of boss that probably pops in and out too. Yeah. Comes in.
Yeah.
Comes in. Yeah.
He's like, takes off.
Yeah. He's one of those bosses that pops in and out, walking in with the Starbucks and a sandwich in his hand. Like, hey, what's going on here in this office here?
Yeah.
I got some changes I want to make around here. Like, you dude, I didn't even know you knew where this office was. We've all been there before. There's some text messages.
Yeah. There's some texts that are incredibly sad. One of them says, Chelsea at blank blank was my worst boss. She would yell and curse at her employees to the point that I still have nightmares about working with her.
Wow.
Really?
Another person said, my last boss was so horrible that I had to start seeing a therapist to cope from the trauma.
Oh my God. There are some. So if you think you have a bad boss, sometimes you're like, well, at least I don't work for that idiot.
No,
that
kidding.
Is crazy. If our boss is listening, thank God we have you as a boss.
Yeah, yes. Geez.
We are the best boss we've ever had. It's just, you didn't make the list at all.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.